You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day as we together study the Word of God, verse by verse. We're in the book of Romans. And prior to getting started here today, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church this week. Wednesday night, we are continuing our study here. I'm back in the saddle of church after having a couple weeks off and back to business as usual, preaching the Word of God. We're in Luke Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I personally invite you to come out for our midweek Bible study. We're going through verse by verse, see where we're going to end up. Sundays, we are also in this book of Romans, and we're in chapter 8. We're up to 8 at the church. This week, my sermon is on suffering. It's taken out of Romans chapter 8, verse 17, where Paul gives the conditional promise that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with Him. That's my sermon this week. More on that later on this week. Here today, we're in the book of Romans. Now, we're in chapter 2. And Paul, or I should say, the Holy Spirit's mission here is to convict everyone under sin, is to show that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and He certainly has proven that. We left off with the shocking statement that even those that don't practice these things but approve of people that do are just as guilty. Now, I know that's a gut-wrenching thing, and I don't mean to sound severe or stern on that. Maybe I did yesterday, because I know it's gut-wrenching, at least I would imagine, to have your child come up and tell you that they were gay, when perhaps you, as someone who knows and as a believer of the Word of God, you know that when your child tells you, or when someone tells you that they're gay and they're going to live a lifestyle of gay, of homosexuality, that they've signed their own death warrant, because the two are incompatible. You can read that in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, where he starts with the words, for the Esposito paraphrase would be, don't kid yourself, friend. Do not be deceived, he says. And there's a list of people that'll never see the inside of heaven. So it's gut-wrenching. Now, maybe you say, well, that's just outlandish. I'm going to call the owner of that station. How dare you say that? Well, I'm sharing the Word of God with you. What's happened to you, friend, is you've let this world infect you, is what's happened to you, and that's why God calls you an adulterer. James chapter 4, you adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever makes himself a friend of this world is the enemy of God. So you can call who you want, but I'm telling you that God considers you His enemy when you side up and partner with this world, and you go against the Word of God. You are the enemy of God, not the friend of God. So don't go singing that song in church or on the radio when you hear it, I am a friend of God. They ought to write a song for you, I am the enemy of God. Because when you partner against Him and come up against His Word, because you know someone that's gay, if you really want to be their friend, you'll stick to the word of God, and at least your friend will know there's someone that'll give him the truth, and it's you. At least someone will, like the emperor's new clothes, not go up and tell someone how much you love what they, oh, I love you regardless of what you do. Or no, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I accept you regardless of what you do. Or I approve of you regardless of what you do. Because love you regardless of what you do, yeah, that's right. Like God does me. God demonstrates his own love towards Paul Esposito, and that while Paul Esposito was still a sinner, Christ died for him. But this world is turned upside down, and you can't let the world influence you. And here at the end of chapter 1, Paul is saying, even those that don't do these things, but approve of them that do, is just as guilty as those that practice them. James says in James chapter 2, verse 10, whoever keeps the whole law, that is someone who never moves their neighbor's landmark. Someone who loves God with all their heart. Huh, is that you? All your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. How you doing on that one? Someone who loves his neighbor as yourself. How you looking in the mirror this morning? Do you love your neighbor as much as what you just saw in the mirror? Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty. Guilty of all. So Paul's going through here and he's showing people all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, even over those that didn't sin, like this long list of sins here where we read about those filled with unrighteousness, Romans 1:29. Sexual immorality, that is those that are engaged in sexual relations outside of marriage, those that are living with somebody and aren't married. Wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, whisperers, psithyristus, that's an onomatopoeia in the Greek, a word that sounds like what it means, right? Psithyristus, it's a whisperer. Backbiters, violent, proud, haters of God, inventors of evil things, disobedient to their parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. There's the list. Paul's leaving no one out. And now today, when we get to chapter 2, we're going to see he's going to continue God's case against the moralist, the goody two-shoes, the one who hasn't done anything wrong, he thinks. Chapter 2, verse 1, therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For when you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. For we know the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, that you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, do you think that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing the goodness of God leads you to repentance? You know, there's a difference. You know, I know that's the favorite verse of all agnostics and atheists out there is Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Judge not, lest you be judged. They've memorized that verse. See, there are certain things we should always do. Have a discerning spirit, but we shouldn't judge. I know some people that want to judge other people's salvation, and that's what you shouldn't do. That is judging. That's when he says, judge not, lest you be judged, is looking at another Christian and sizing them up and see if they amount to who you think that they should be, when you shouldn't go there. You ought to just leave that alone. Now, there's a difference between that and let's say you're going to elect the president. Let's say you're going to vote for a new pastor. You better be judging. You better have a discerning spirit. You better elect someone that's going to stick to the word of God. Those are the types of things and peoples you need to judge. You need to judge someone running for president. You need to judge a candidate to be the next pastor of your new church. You need to judge them according to the book of truth. You need to see where they stand. So in that way, it's okay to judge. Now here, also, here's another example of this, is this Westboro Baptist. So there's nothing Baptist about them. And they, out of the kindness of their hearts, they go to funerals of gay people. Many times gay military men or women, and they picket their funeral and holds up signs that say that God hates them and they're rotting in hell. And now here's the rub with that. First Corinthians 6:9 says, do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And then as a list, out of the list in here of people that will never see the kingdom of God is someone the Bible calls a reviler. Now, a reviler is someone that slanders somebody else with speech. So you see, while you're judging the whole world out here, you're just as guilty because you're slandering someone else with speech. And that's in the same list. So while you're out here condemning the poor homosexual, you're slandering someone else and you're just as guilty as they are. That's what this text means. You better be careful when you're judging someone else, because you're just as guilty yourself, so we ought to just not judge. Again, that was verse 3. Do you think this, oh man, you who judge those practicing these things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Now, it's tough for me sometimes as a preacher, because I have to share with you what the Word of God says forcefully and passionately, while yet not pass judgment myself, because I know the kind of man that I used to be. I know what God has saved me from, and I know that I'm still a sinner, and I better watch out what I do and what I say, while yet not compromising the Word of God. I guess it's two hats. As a preacher, I'll wear one hat. And as a man, I wear another hat. And that's a hat of, I mean, me personally, I don't care what you do. As the preacher, you're going to hear it. Sometimes both barrels, you're going to hear what God has to say. Let me take back what I said. I do care what you do, friend, because I don't want you to end up in hell. I don't want you to be rejected by the Lord. I don't want you to be considered an adulterer or an adulteress. So I take that back. That was the wrong thing to say. I do care what you do. I do care personally. Not Paul Esposito, the preacher. Paul Esposito, the station manager, husband, father. I do care what you do. Because I want you, friend, I want you to be a spiritual giant. I don't want you to be considered an adulterer. Oh, you say, well, I've never had any sexual relations outside of marriage. Well, the Bible calls you an adulterer if you're friends with the world. John says the same thing. Do not love the world, 1 John 2:15, nor the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, that stuff's not of God. Do not be a friend of the world, but be a friend of God. Don't compromise on the Word of God. Don't compromise from the truth of the Word of God as well. We're out of time. God's righteous judgment. We looked at his judgment against the moralist, and then in the next program will be the Jews just as guilty as the Gentiles as we continue through Romans chapter 2. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.